We have Carol and Lisa Lanier on.
The dynamic duo.
Ooh.
Doesn't matter.
Let's talk to them now.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Carol. We're doing a pee test for, because we had a Super Bowl bet, and Jason and Katie said they wouldn't drink for a month.
Uh-huh.
And then people said they saw Jason drinking this weekend, but so we only ordered one pee test because we're like, well, we don't need the other one. We have evidence. Matt as an eyewitness. Yeah. We have Carol and our official attorney, Lisa.
But to be clear, I'm taking the position, and I am, that there's no proof of what is in the cup.
Mm-hmm.
It's a clear cup, and I had a Shirley Temple.
Okay, and we're taking the position that your wife knows the truth.
It doesn't matter. Criteria is the test.
Yeah, well.
My wife was clueless of what I was doing.
I don't believe that for one
second. Well, you don't have to believe.
I don't think Carol's clueless.
Mm-mm.
We also have official attorney Lisa Lanier. Lisa, we also want to give you the evidence and see if we'd have a good case in a court of law.
Okay.
So let's go to Carol first. Carol, did Jason drink this past weekend?
I'm going to say yes, he did. I can't lie because God already knows that he did, so I can't.
Thank you, Carol.
But you don't know that because every cup that I had was see-through, and you didn't realize that I was ordering a Coke or something like that. I told them non-alcohol.
I know that you're having wine at the house.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
You're screwed, bro.
No.
You are screwed.
Carol!
That is absolutely wrong.
Give
she
it
does
up.
Not know what's in the cup. And the criteria is you have to take a test.
No.
That is the criteria. No, it wasn't or.
Or you can admit to it.
No, it wasn't or. It was testing.
The criteria was you won't drink, dog.
I didn't drink.
We don't need a test if people saw you drinking.
The only reason we got a test is because we
knew. You don't know what was in the cup.
The test is the eyeball test,
homeboy. If I was going around with a beer with a label, then maybe.
Okay, Carol just said, I know you were drinking wine at the house.
She thinks I was.
No, she said, I know.
No, because I have to get her all the cups for her.
I was in the house. Okay, I'll turn the cameras in for you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Carol.
Thank you, Carol.
All right, do so. The criteria is still the test.
You are a stand-up citizen,
Carol.
We're
going to take
Thank
a
you.
Test every week, and that's how we'll know.
Well, we did that just because we knew we'd probably run into this, but we just thought with Matt saw you and took a picture.
Uh-huh.
Richard saw you and took a picture. Matt, Lisa, by the way, here are the facts. Matt was at the comedy show this weekend for Two Guys and Chris and saw Jason drinking. He wanted to make sure, so he went right to the bartender. The bartender didn't know about the bet and said, what's in those cups? He goes, wine. Go, all right.
No, one of them was a little Shirley Temple thing.
According to the bartender,
he's
wine.
Lying.
He's lying.
He has no reason to lie.
All right.
But I didn't see Matt go up to anybody. He took a photo, and I didn't care. And
Matt, you probably couldn't see straight because you're drinking.
No, that's not true. I just got there.
Well, of course, apparently to Carol, you're drinking wine.
Well, she thinks that, but I get her cup. I get her cup every time. She doesn't know what I'm pouring. I could be pouring orange juice.
Yes. Oh, sure.
Yeah, so you know what that looked like.
Yeah.
So and then our market manager sent Katie a photo of Jason double fisting wine.
Yes.
You don't know that's wine.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
I do.
If a police officer, if you were drinking a regular in a cup down the street, does he have the right to come up and question you if there's no evidence that what's in the... That's the brown bagging thing.
Okay, Jason, but the goofy-ass look on your face tells me you're drinking.
I don't care.
It tells me you're drinking.
And there's no brown bag over the cup.
Doesn't matter. It's not saying what...
I think your teeth are purple.
They are purple.
Purple? What does that mean?
From wine.
Stained with wine.
It wasn't red wine.
What wine? What kind of wine was it?
Maybe at the house it was.
No, I wasn't drinking red wine.
He's like, oh, wait.
He said it wasn't red wine. Wait, did you see this? He just said it wasn't red wine.
Exactly, Lisa. See another lie.
It wasn't red wine. It was a THC drink.
Mm-hmm.
And again, their criteria.
Which they don't serve there. They don't serve there.
Lisa, put him on the stand.
No, Matt said that. Matt organized the comedy
theater
show.
That does not sell THC drinks in the theater.
I'm talking about at 113. The fact of the matter is the criteria was a test, an alcohol test that Katie did.
I did.
Ordered one of them. You can never, I never had a beer. There was no label on anything.
Okay.
If I was walking down the street, that's what back in the day, you could put a bag around the beer and it was hiding the label. So you really didn't know what it was.
Okay.
Well, and then Lisa, for more evidence, and Carol, by the way, I was at Music Bingo last night. A couple came up to me who didn't know if we're still doing the bet or not.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, are y'all still doing that Super Bowl bet? And I'm like, yeah. I was like, why? I said, I was at 113. I saw Jason drinking and then also talked to him and it's clear he had been drinking.
No. Nobody talked to me.
Nobody talked to you?
Nobody talked to me. And again.
How would they know you're at 113?
They
even named the band you saw. I'm like, yeah, he told me that.
I ordered Carol a rum and Coke. Then I ordered myself a Diet Coke. Nobody knows what was in that drink.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Except for the bartenders and God.
And to add, at least to be honest.
And Carol.
I did a lot of research.
Right. And then also we have another witness. Emma, Jose, good morning.
Oh, hi, Jose.
Good morning. I'm going to the car wash, so it's kind of loud. I'm sorry, guys.
It's okay.
No, you're good.
What'd you see, Jose?
Yeah, I see Jason came on, and he had an alcohol-like beverage on.
Alcohol-like.
He's drinking an alcohol-like beverage.
Uh-huh.
Well,
what alcohol-like.
Okay.
THC drink is what I was thinking.
Yeah, O'Doul's.
And you know what? You can tell he's lying because he's, like, getting in a little corner like a little kid. Like
you can
really
think that.
About it.
Nobody has tested there was alcohol in there. And we're doing a test with a pee test that lasts for 80 hours, which Katie probably drank over the weekend, which doesn't show
do
up.
Do not bring me into this. I willingly, without a single argument,
I'll take the test. You don't have another one.
Well,
I didn't
because
know
we were told
we were
to save
it.
Money, and so we're like, oh, let's get one test because we had
all this evidence.
We had Matt, who I trust explicitly,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Unless he ever says anything negative about me. But no, but I do. I trust him explicitly. And like he's like, so he sent it to us that day.
That's okay.
Well, we don't need to buy another test.
And again, Carol knew what I was doing because when she saw that she was in the background, she said, take another one. I don't look good in this photo.
Right. Yeah. What I'm trying to tell you is if I was walking around with a Bud Light label, that's one thing. I wasn't.
I've heard this damning evidence from Carol. Now, Lisa, we want to get your take on would Jason be guilty in a court of law? That's next with Jared and Katie in the morning.